Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. There are many things we can do to support walking and biking right now. And there are some resources and community examples to inspire. The right now is important as we pivot our daily lives in response to the pandemic. But just as important is the longer view of how, with planning, we can recover from this pandemic. How do we sustain the positive effects of people rediscovering the simple joy of walking around the block? We are seeing more use of our trails. Will it result in a huge demand for trails and park spaces? I hope so. Bike shops have been busy this spring as they are a core community business supporting a surge in biking. Traffic volumes and collisions are down. Air quality improved too. Will we sustain any of that? How do we ensure that future investments will be directed toward furthering these positive benefits and that active transportation has a prominent role in economic stimulus? Similarly, while walking this spring, I have observed many homeowners using their stay-at-home time to do more landscaping and gardening. It is a lasting improvement that contributes to outdoor enjoyment. Cities can and should be doing the same thing and upgrading landscaping and parks because they do so much to improve our quality of life, mental and physical health. Right now, that is needed more than ever. Community actions, such as River Action's Ride and Seek Bicycle Scavenger Hunt, the Bix 7, and the Quad City Marathon, which have gone virtual to continue to support running, are in many ways a continuation of our missions and the work we've always done. The pandemic has demonstrated the need for physical distancing and public spaces. It is my hope that we are broadening our coalition of supporters this year for these changes, hopefully leading to faster implementation of new trail designs, streets, and parks. In many ways, event organizers have leapt to the challenge of providing safe summer recreation. But we all know we have a bigger role to play, doing what we do best, keeping to our mission of creating active, healthy communities. I hope we will rebuild the Quad Cities not using old ideas, but by using the opportunity presented by this crisis to build back better.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.